know each other quite well. And I decided to give a lecture which I usually don't give. I will talk today about Gop Kumar's journey back home, back to Godhead. This is taken from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita of Sanatana Goswami, which Sanatana Goswami wrote when he was very old. Only a few years before his departure from this world, he wrote his old age work, which is full of great nectar. Anyone who will hear the story it is explained will certainly go back to Goloka Vrindavan. When Parikshit Maharaj had heard the Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami asked him, "Is everything clear now?" And he asked, and Parikshit said, "Yes, now I will concentrate my mind on Krishna so that I can go back home, back to Krishna." When he was sitting down to meditate, when all of a sudden his mother came and said, "My dear son, you will soon leave me. Please, you have heard so much nectar. Kindly tell me the essence of it." Parikshit Maharaj was just going to leave the body, but his mother said, "Chekhai, chekhai, I want to also hear the essence of the nectar." And at this, Parikshit Maharaj began to explain this great secret of spiritual life, the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. And I thought, I will give this evening a lecture, tomorrow morning, and then two other lectures. And in these four lectures, I would like to tell you the whole story. At the end of the fourth day, you will all be in total Krishna consciousness and be ready to go back home, back to Godhead. This is my plan. Do you think it's a good idea?
Yes.
Good. So I will talk each day for half an hour, and after the half an hour, let me see, this is at least the plan. We are have to be a little flexible, but in theory, after half an hour, I will stop and then ask you for different questions. Questions which you have in Krishna consciousness, Krishna questions which refer to the subject matter, because in this way we can associate to the maximum degree in the 3 days. And then I will go and leave for Austria, and then we will only be able to associate by thinking of each other from the distance. I will remember you in Rijeka, and you might remember me and what I have said when I'm in other places. Now, before I can start, I need to know if you all can understand. Is it satisfactory? Let us be a little critical. Our very talented translator. Later, Marty, I know you're very good, but let us see if the audience can hear, because maybe we have to do stop and go. Is it possible to concentrate for you when I'm just talking, and our, what is your name? Our celebrant? Our Srebrenka. It's just translating like this. Is it satisfactory for you? Can you concentrate? They're sitting there, and the loudspeaker is going there. But you need to concentrate. Otherwise, I do not feel the courage to tell this very difficult story. See, when friends meet, each one needs to bring a full commitment to this meeting. Only then the meeting can be very deep. Let me tell you, a few days ago I met a very good friend of mine who came from Australia. He's a god brother, and we knew we only had one day for our meeting. So before we even started to say one sentence, we said welcome and all of this, but then before we got into the discussion, we said, please, each one of us should be totally honest. We should only speak of deep things which are very personal to us. And we should give our best to make this one day of association all it can be, so that we meet on a higher spiritual platform and can exchange transcendental subject matters. The same commitment I want to have from you. We have a few hours where we can be together in 3 days. Please bring your heart, bring your intelligence, bring your concentration and your interest to know more about the transcendental subject matter. But if you are superficial and your mind goes everywhere in the universe, then this our meeting won't be so deep. Is this all right if I ask for this commitment? I think it's unusual. Dora Sigma is going like, it's always so deep. Why? Life is much nicer. No, life is nicest if we concentrate on Krishna. One of the secrets in Krishna consciousness is a certain inner mood. It's an expectation. To expect the Lord's mercy at each step of our life in this material world will bring us very close to Krishna. The example which has been given by Srila Prabhupada is a person who waits for his dear friend. Every little noise he hears before the door increases the fire of his expectation. This must be the friend. The friend is not coming. But because he's so much desiring to meet the friend, then the next sound is there. This must be the friend. If a devotee is in this mood in following Krishna consciousness, he will never be disturbed in his or her life.
He will constantly expect the Lord's mercy, even when there is some suffering in his or her life. A devotee who constantly expects the Lord's mercy will not even be shocked when there is some suffering in his life, because he knows the Lord will just come. It's just a minute which is separating us and Krishna. Now, in order to illustrate this point, I will tell you a wonderful story. To do this, I will change my body. I was a sannyasi, but now I am the storyteller. Wait a minute. One has to be dressed properly. Isn't that Maravi? Is this alright for you? Well, a beggar shouldn't have a garland. What to do with this? I'm the old storyteller who comes into the village. You are all the village people. And now listen. Once there was a boy. His name was Gop Kumar. He lived in Vrindavan and was herding cows. So they were busy all day, but very often they saw an old man. He was singing. The hairs on his body were erect in ecstasy. Sometimes he was crying, tears of love. And the boys were thinking, who is he? But they never found out his name. Because sometimes he was under, next to the Govardhan hill. Sometimes he was at Radha Kund. He slept under this tree and then other trees. He didn't have a firm residence. One day, this strange old man waved to Gop Kumar and said, he left his cows. The old man said, I will give you the greatest treasure which I have. Are you ready to take it? Gop Kumar, who had very deep faith in saints, said, yes. Then today I will give you initiation in chanting the Gopal mantra. Go into the Yamuna, take your bath, and when you are clean in body and mind, come, and I will tell you this mantra, which when you chant it, will reveal the Supreme Lord to you. My dear devotees, you must know a secret. Each mantra has the potency to reveal the deity of the mantra to you. For instance, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If you learn to chant it with perfection, you will actually see that Radha and Krishna are dancing on your tongue and then go in your heart. When you chant a mantra in perfection, the Lord will reveal himself through, I will give you God in the form of this mantra. This mantra is very powerful, and I will not tell it to you now, because I do not know if you are qualified. But on the fourth day, those who are still with me, they will hear this mantra. Only one time. Then I will never say it again in Yugoslavia. Gop Kumar came from the Yamuna. He was dressed properly, very clean clothes. He sat with great eagerness before this old man, and the old man told him the mantra. Then he wanted to continue to tell him the secrets, how to chant the mantra, to tell him the deity of the mantra. But he became so upset. The tears of love started to stream from his eyes, and he could no longer continue talking. Finally, he was so moved that he got up and he disappeared in the forest. Kumar looked at him and saw how his guru was disappearing without having explained everything. But he had faith, so he started to chant the mantra every day, until one day he saw on the bank of the Yamuna a Brahmana. This Brahmana had a little box. In the box was a throne and a Shalagabushila. That's something which looks like a stone. It is a representation of Krishna. The Brahmana sat on the beautiful banks of the Yamuna. He offered arati to the Shila, and Gop Kumar sat there looking at every movement. After the Brahmana was finished, he put the Shalagam Shila and the throne back in the box and closed the box. And Gop Kumar was feeling very distressed. Wait, you should worship him, give him nice food. He is God. Don't take him out of the box and then immediately put him in the box like a prisoner. You must perform aratiks. So the Brahmana became very serious. My dear cowherd boy, I am very poor. I cannot worship the Lord in great detail. If you want to see a place where the Lord is properly worshipped, you must go in the town of Mathura. There is a wonderful temple where 7 aratiks are. All the time you will hear the bells of the pujaris who offer beautiful foodstuffs like rasagulas and rasamalai. Go there, but don't criticize a poor Brahmana. He went to Mathura, where he saw this wonderful temple. Oh, every day he was standing from the first arati till the evening and looking at the beautiful form of the Lord, and his eyes could not get enough of the sweet darshan. One day the king, who had arranged all this wonderful worship, became very sick, and when he became sicker and sicker and sicker, he knew his last days had come. And he said to his ministers, I have no son, but in the temple I have seen a wonderful young man who has all these tears of love in his eyes.
he looks at the deity. I think he should become the next king. And then he died. So the ministers were looking for good Kumar. And they, when they looked at him, they saw that his body had all the aristocratic signs. And they knew this must be the boy or the man from which, of which the king had spoken. And they said, come, you are the next king. So Gokumar accepted. He did not become attached to all the money and the fine cloth and everything what the position of the king brought, but he had only one singular thought in his mind: to arrange for beautiful worship of his dear Lord. He invited Vaishnavas to come, and from morning till evening they made beautiful bhajans before the day deity. One day, and he was every day in the temple looking at the Lord and just not getting enough of his wonderful form. One day when he was looking, he heard some noise outside the temple. When he went outside, he saw some sadhus. And the sadhus said, no, no, we will not take this prasad. Some shudra has touched it. It's impure now. We cannot eat it. Gokumar looked at the sadhus. He couldn't believe his ears. These were saintly people. They did not know that the prasadam of the Lord is always transcendental. Even if a dog has touched prasadam, it is transcendental. He felt, this place is not very good. There are so many new devotees here with so many wrong conceptions. I'm going. When this decision was in his heart, he heard of a temple, the temple of Puri. In this temple of Puri, everyone knows that the prasad of Lord Jagannath is extremely powerful. A brahmana will even take the prasadam which has been touched by a dog. And the prasad of Lord Jagannath is so powerful that once a crow came and ate a little of the prasadam and immediately assumed a four-armed form and went back to Vaikuntha. This is the power of Mahaprasad, of Lord Jagannath. And I think Mangala has still a little bit of that Mahaprasad. After this lecture, you can go to Mangala and beg her, Mangala, give me prasad of Lord Jagannath. I am a fallen soul, but this prasadam will help me to become Krishna conscious. Maybe Mangala will give you. So, he came to Puri and he saw the wonderful Lord standing in the on the altar with beautiful eyes which seemed to look right into his heart. And the Lord had arms like this. This means the Lord, he is the Lord of the universe who embraces everyone, even us. So Gokumar became very interested in the puja of Lord Jagannath until one day He saw a wonderful personality entering into the temple. This personality saying, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me, Jagannatha Swami, Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. And when he was singing this beautiful song, all of the creation seemed to sing along with him. Gokuma looked at him. He thought, is it he? Is it he? Then he saw it was his guru. And he was so happy. And he had to close his eyes for a moment. When he looked, the guru was gone.
Hare Krishna.
He became desperate. Where is he? Finally, he ran to the ocean side. And there he saw his guru dancing in ecstasy. Because he knew in this ocean Lord Chaitanya had bathed. So he threw himself in the sand and said, my dear spiritual master, when you were instructing me, you could not reach the end of your instructions. Can you please tell me more? The guru looked at him very strongly. You have stopped chanting the mantra which I have given to you. Why? You think that by serving Lord Jagannath and looking at Jagannath you will reach the perfection? No! You have to chant this mantra with full concentration, because the Lord will only reveal himself from this mantra for you. So, Gokuma from this day on decided he would always chant the Gopal mantra. He would never ever stop chanting the Gopal mantra. He said, Vala Lepa, please tell me more. You have kindly corrected me. When the disciple is corrected by his spiritual master, he should dance in ecstasy, because now he gets directions to go back home, back to Godhead. Gokuma was feeling this ecstasy. But his guru Maharaj was so much in ecstasy that he looked at him and said, Krishna, Krishna, and then ran into the sand dunes with full ecstasy. As we will see, this guru of Gokuma is a very special soul. He has direct darshan of Radha and Krishna. Gokuma went back. He always chanted the mantra. One day, tears and everyone cried in pool. The good king had died. He had not left a son. In the night, Jagannath appeared before Gokuma. He said, Gokuma, I want that you become the next king. In the same night, Lord Jagannath appeared to the ministers of the dead king and said to them, I want that this young man who's always in the temple becomes the next king. The ministers looked and they found Gop Kumar and saw that he had all the signs of the king, very aristocratic person. And as a result, they made him the next king. But Gop Kumar, I must tell you, never became attached to the riches of the king. He arranged that night the Ratha Yatra celebrated in Puri. He arranged that a nice that 64 offerings a day were offered to Lord Jagannath. How often is this? If a day has, who is intelligent here for mathematics? I think Prabhu. Day has 24 hours, but the Lord rests 6 hours, so 18 hours he is awake. If there are 64 offerings a day, how often the offering bell will ring? You can help, Branko. I'm useless for mathematics. Every 10 minutes, our computer expert from Macedonia, every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, every 15 minutes, a full offering. Gop Kumar ki jai. He has arranged this. Wonderful. So he was very happy serving Lord Jagannath until one day he felt some deep longing in his heart which he could not explain to himself. He always thought of Vrindavan. First he thought, well, I'm just sentimental. It's the place of my birth and I just want to go there. But now I'm king, I have so many responsibilities. But then he felt a sweet pulling in his heart. Vrindavan was calling him. And one day he decided, oh, it's so hectic to be the king. To be a big manager is sometimes hectic. And he decided, this is enough. And in that, on that night, Lord Jagannath appeared to him in a dream and said, go to Vrindavan. But you will come back. I think. So he went to Vrindavan. He staked the beautiful Yamuna, the dark river, which is dark because Krishna has bathed in it. Everywhere was the smelling of Kadamba flowers. And he heard the crowing of the peacock. And he was very happy. But then he thought, well, I have to serve Lord Jagannath. I have just taken a holiday, I must return. So on the way to Puri, he remembered all of the words that Jagannath said, I think you will come back. I don't know. On the way to Puri, he met 6 saints, great sadhus. And the sadhu said to him, my dear Gop Kumar, I know that you want to only meet the Lord. I can see in your heart some love for Krishna is coming. Do you know that in the heavenly planets the Lord is sitting with his devotees and accepting food from their own hands and eating it? Do you know that in the heavenly planets
the Lord as Vamandev is constantly joking with Indra, go there.
Kukumar was very moved, the saint moved his heart's desire to meet the Lord, and he chanted the Gopa mantra. All of a sudden a mystical airplane appeared before him. He changed his body. He saw how his body was becoming very subtle. He entered into this airplane. He bent right to Indrapuri. And there in the hall of Lord Indra, on a beautiful throne, he saw the most wonderful personality. His eyes were up to his ears. He had four arms, blue like the Indramani jewel. He had an ever fresh garland and a lotus in his heart, in his head. And he looked very happy. He fell to the feet, and this personality said, "Come, my devotee, come. I have waited for you. You were king on the earthly planet. Now you are in the kingdom of my brother Indra. I am very happy that you are here. Come and have my darshan and serve me from morning till evening." He was attracted very much. One day a scandal happened. I do not know if I can tell it to you, because maybe you will tell it to the neighbors and they will lose faith in Krishna consciousness. I will only tell it in a very small form. Also, my doctor has said it is not good to tell scandals and rumors, because it makes the heart and the mind dirty. So I will only tell it a little bit. Okay? The main person of the scandal was Indra. He was so lusty that he fell in love with the girl of a saint, and he somehow, by clever words, convinced her to break the regulative principles. More I will not tell. But the father became so angry at this lusty Indra that he cursed him. "Become a dog, you nonsense! You are the king of lust, not the king of the heavenly planets." And Indra had to take a leave of absence from the heavenly planet. Leave of absence. So Vaman, beautiful personality of Godhead, that I want that this newcomer from the planet Earth becomes the next Indra. He is qualified. So they made Indra, and they made Gokumar Indra. However, Indra, he remained very renounced. He did not sleep in the palace, but just like a monk, he slept in the garden before the palace. And he was very respectful to Indra's beautiful wife, Sachi. He ruled very nicely, so that everyone became satisfied in the universe, until one day a personality came. He had a lot of light around him. was a great saint. His mind and senses were fully under control. Gop Kumar asked Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the Devatas, who is this? Brihaspati gave an answer which was very wonderful. But I will not give this answer now. We will end our story here for today. Come back tomorrow. It's worthwhile. Even if you have to tell your director in your firm that you have to take a leave of absence. I will tell the continuation tomorrow. And this story, you know, I'm totally falling in ecstasy. I hope I can finish it. I can see already I'm getting so much ecstasy in telling this. Because the ecstatic thing is that Gopkumar only wants Krishna. We can learn from Gopkumar this art. We will see how he moves through the universe until he finally, after a very strong test by Maya Devi personally, goes into the kingdom of God and meets Krishna. And I will read to you directly how he meets Krishna from the original text. It was never read in the English language before in our movement, in the original text. So you will be hearing it for the first time. It will be totally exciting. Hare Krishna. Now I'm again touching on the song. Do you like this, hearing this?
Yes.
It's a fresh wind, isn't it? Right now I have just started to talk, to tell that it was just the beginning. Tomorrow when you are a little bit more awake, when we are not so tired as in the evening, I will tell you also lessons to be learned. But already today we can learn that this mantra was so powerful that it helped Gopkumar fulfill his desires, his spiritual desires. If you learn to chant properly, all your spiritual desires will be fulfilled by Krishna. This is what we will learn. Hare Krishna. I must tell you, when did we start? 7:45. I will not take any questions this evening because I need to do a few things now. Or should I? No, we can take questions for 10 minutes. If you have any questions, also questions which have nothing to do with the story. What we have thought, Dari Baksha has a question, what we have thought is we will have, do we have our question bucket? Please bring it. We have a surprise for you. You have to go to the car, Gaurangasundara, or where is it? Okay, so we will already take the question of Dari Baksha. Yes.
Which form one should meditate to receive this mercy? Should it be to see Krishna or to be in voice of some realization? And this is one part of the question, and the second part is what one beginner can expect actually.
Okay, I will read to you an answer from Nectar of Devotion.
A devotee who is not perfectly freed from the resultant actions of his karma should therefore continue to act in Krishna consciousness seriously, even though there may be so many impediments. When such impediments arise, he should simply think of Krishna and expect his mercy. That is the only solace. If the devotee passes his days in that spirit, it is certain that he is going to be promoted to the abode of the Lord. By such activities, he earns his claim to enter into the kingdom of God. A devotee should expect the mercy of Krishna, that Krishna, although I'm suffering at the present moment from my body and my mind, although it is sometimes not easy for me to practice Krishna consciousness, please give me your mercy so that